Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
On Dunkin' Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
Oh, Babylon.
I gotta get this mic here. Oh, there we go. Oh, it really dropped off. You are listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And at the top there, we heard Sinead O'Connor from her 1994 album entitled Universal Mother. That was Fire on Babylon. And as you probably heard, Sinead O'Connor died yesterday at the age of 56. And definitely gone too soon, and someone who really stuck to their conscience and suffered through it, and didn't get had a very hard road through their life. A great talent as well, and I've seen a lot of tributes for Sinead O'Connor, all very well deserved. And I wanted to play a song as well. That song, I hadn't listened to it in a few years, but it really, what struck me is it came out like the year before Post by Bjork, and it has a very similar sound to it. And it had a video by Michel Gondry, and just the different paths that people's careers take. And Sinead O'Connor, obviously a very talented person, but that's not what fate had for her. On today's show, mostly previewing some great things happening this weekend. So there's a bunch of shows happening. Boy Genius are going to be in town tomorrow night, along with Carly Rae Jepsen, which is fabulous. And there's a great show happening Saturday night at Green Auto with Cindy Lee and with Freak Heat Waves. But definitely the one that caught my attention is Yimp Fest. So Yimp Fest is an annual show that happens at the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver Fieldhouse. And this is the third annual one. And for this year, they have found a heck of a headliner. Piano is going to be playing their first show in over 17 years. So if you don't know, Piano is Larissa Loiva from Kelarissa and Fake Tears, Nick Kurgovich of No Kids and Nick Kurgovich fame, and Justin and Julia. And so they've gotten back together to play a show, and they've put out a new song as well. So this is a cover of Beans from like the early 2000s local legends from their album Crane Wars. This is the song Hollow Stars, and so this is Piano's cover of it, and it's going to be just a gentle mood that is going to settle over you for the next 7 minutes or so. So here is Piano, and we'll hear some Beans and some other bands that are all related to this show afterwards. Here we go. Here's Piano. Perform.
Tallahassee Arts Society is calling visual artists to send exhibition proposals for their 2024 programming. If you work through painting, drawing, photography, installation, media, or performing arts, send them your ideas for an upcoming exhibition. They work in a collaborative environment offering a cost-free space in the downtown East Side and support in promotion and communication, as well as honorariums, working on a 2-month-long exhibition contract. Send the proposal in a single PDF file to Massey Arts Curator and Community Arts Coordinator Raphael Zen at community@masseyarts.com. The call for submissions will be open until August 15th, Tuesday at 11 p.m. PST. For more information, go to Massey Arts Society on Instagram. Drill Events is hosting the official after party for Pride Vancouver with talent like local DJs such as Haina from China, Njoki and Joki, Nalule, Dr. BPM, and so much more. There will be go-go dancing from Vancouver and a resident DJ from Mexico City. This night is to showcase queer liberation and freedom of expression, happening on August 5th. For more information, go to Drill Events on Instagram.
right. That was a demo version of Storm the Gates, originally on their album Brigadoon. But it did have a alternate release, an alternate version. And that was put out on a record label that me and my friend Graham started called Electricity Records. That was the only physical release we had, was this piano 7-inch. And there is a dusty box of those 7-inches in my house somewhere. And so I'm going to bring them to Yimpfest on Saturday, if I can find them. And I'll sell them with proceeds going to Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. I know that they're selling on Discogs. Keith from Scratch has them for has a copy for $18. We can sign them with him, and I guess he held on to one, but these will be closer to five. Anyways, Storm the Gates and Pure Evil. That was the 7-inch on Electricity Records. And piano back together for a show this Saturday. So yes, in my park, the Yimpfest on Saturday at Falaise Park. And also playing are Foxgloves, whom we heard there. That was their song Mess of the Day. That's featuring Miko Hoffman, formerly of the band Gaze, and Lindsay Sung from K-Car and many other bands. Before that was the song Mess of the Day. Before that, we heard Miko, of whom I presume is about Miko Hoffman, but I can't say for sure, by the band Beans. That was from their EP Tired Snow. Beans famously played a 48-hour show at the Sugar Refinery, which was on Granville Street, kind of Granville and Helmkin. Knew about that show, didn't go. I always regret it. At least I could have ducked in for, you know, some pierogies and catch that, but didn't do it. And that show has definitely become part of Vancouver music lore. And at the top, we heard a Beans cover by piano, recently just came out, part of a compilation called Zoom Audio Volume 5, celebrating the anniversary of Zoom Audio, who put out the first piano record and the Beans records. And that was their song Hollow Stars. Yes. After you go to Yimpfest, I think a great thing to do would be to move on down the street to Green Auto, where Victoria's Freak Heat Waves are going to be headlining. They are on a tour now with Cindy Lee, and they have a song together, a beautiful duet, and a full record out on Mood Hut, Vancouver electronic label. So we're going to hear a song of theirs from Mondo Tempo. This is the song Endless, and this is the song Freak Heat Waves. Here we go. Make you strong and numb. 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 Yeah.
Kick off Pride celebrations with a show full of awesome local talent. Come watch the iconic Devours performing with special guests Masank, Soyjoy, and Tough Sell at Green Auto Body's outdoor stage on August 4th. Doors are at 7 p.m. and this event is 19+. For tickets and more information, you can go to the Eventbrite page, which can be found in the link of devours.ufo's Instagram. This is an event you won't want to miss out on.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
All right, that was Illuminati Hotties from their record entitled, let me do one more. That was the song Pool Hopping. Great summer activity. You should try it sometime. Before that, we heard Carly Rae Jepsen from the album Emotion. That was the song Run Away With Me. Before that, we heard Boy Genius from the record. That was the song Not Strong Enough. Those three bands are going to be playing tomorrow night at the Peony Amphitheater. Early show starts at 6 p.m. So if you happen to get tickets, don't snooze on Illuminati Hotties. Before that, we heard Cindy Lee and Freak Heat Waves, both of whom are going to be at Green Auto on Saturday. And that Cindy Lee song was from Model Express. That was the alternate version of What I Need. All right, we've got 11 minutes left. Going to squeeze in a few more songs. Failing was a band in town. They have closed up shop. They have called it quits, but they had a record in the can, and so they've very nicely released that out to the world. So from the recently released but previously recorded album, A Gaping Hole, this is Vancouver's Failing with the song Ripe Fruit. Here we go.
Yeah.
1 p.m. again. We just heard Woolworm from their new single Bangs. That was the B-side Ritual Pass. They're going to be playing at the Black Lab on Saturday night. So in addition to everything else going on, also you could go see Woolworm. They're going to be playing with Mulch, whom we heard before. That was from their new album Still Sweatin'. And that was the song Teacup Twirl. And at the top, we heard the late, great Failing with their song Ripe Fruit. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whatever you do this weekend, I hope it's fun. And I will be back next weekend, or next Thursday. So tune in then. Thanks for listening. I'm going to close out with the new Mitski single. She just announced a new record coming out. It's called This Land is Inhospitable and So Are We. And the first single is called Bug Like an Angel, which I think has a Men in Black influenced video. I just watched a little bit of it and that seemed to be what they were going for, the Vincent D'Onofrio character. Bold choice, Mitski. And look forward to hearing that record. Her last one was one of my favorites of the year before. And hopefully she'll be coming back to town soon. All right. See you all later. Here is Mitski.
Given him by God.